Hey guys, we have guest Chelsea White to talk about problems in bed, condom issues, and getting back at an ex. Check it out.
You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh yeah.
FM podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Oh, I say it every week. The questions keep getting better and better. They're getting more specific, more interesting. The stories are great. Keep sending those in. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. That's TFMpodcast@gmail.com. And thank you guys, because every week I get new listeners writing in saying that I just got a friend that told me, or I had a buddy that was like, you got to hear this guy, or someone just writing in that's new. So thank you guys for spreading the word. Keep doing that. Keep telling your buddies, your friends, your brothers, your sisters, your fraternity brothers, your sorority sisters. Keep spreading the word. It really helps us out. I'm really excited for today's episode, excited for today's guest, Chelsea White. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Jared.
I'm really appreciative of you coming. I mean, I feel like we taped something that, you know, last week that could never end up happening, but whatever. But that's true. Had fun.
We had fun, and that's all you can ask for.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters until you make money, and you're like, fucking, I don't want to have fun anymore. I want more money.
Well, that's true. But for now, the fun is enough.
So yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, sometimes it's hard. I love having a female voice on this podcast. And sometimes it's hard to find the right comics to come on. And I think you're going to be a great fit.
Well, hopefully. I hope I don't fuck it up.
No, I think you're going to be great.
I want to bring the truth.
Yeah. Chelsea's a fantastic comic. Does a lot of cool writing. A lot of great stuff. And you're on Twitter @TheChelseaWhite.
@TheChelseaWhite.
So go find her, support her. She's fantastic. You guys got to all get involved. We have some great emails. Are you ready to give out the advice?
I could not be more ready.
To the nation's youth?
Absolutely.
Okay,
oh,
let's
God.
Do it. I'm
that
pretty hungover
like
today.
That sounds like a weird responsibility when you put it that way. I don't know if I'm fit to shape the youth of the nation.
Don't worry. They're already the worst people ever. So.
Right, so it can only go up from here.
Yeah, you can only...
At least can't get worse.
It can't get much worse.
Great. I feel empowered then.
Listen, just... Every question is going to revolve around a dude trying to bone, okay?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what we're looking for.
That is the key to life, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dudes and chicks trying to bone. So let's go to the emails. I'm a little punchy this morning. We're taping this earlier than usual.
Oh, is it earlier? When do
we usually
do it?
Three. We're doing a 1 o'clock to help out the studio here. And I was drinking all weekend, and I'm feeling it.
Are you still a little bit drunk?
A little bit.
I feel like
a little bit of the poison in me.
Yeah. Now I've been on a little bit of a bender myself, so
yeah.
I feel like I'm always just like on an even. I never quite sober up.
Always at a two drink minimum.
Yeah,
you're a comedy
exactly.
club. Yeah.
I'm always just like on a steady, low key buzz.
Yeah, I got a little shakes going on. You know what's cool is that I've been getting Are you on Snapchat?
I am. I'm just recently obsessed. Oh, we started following each other.
Yes, we did. Do you want to give out your name?
It's also @TheChelseaWhite. @TheChelseaWhite on all platforms.
Okay, you're about to there we go. And you're about to get a lot of poop pictures.
Yay!
I'm just letting you know.
Send them all to me. Send me your poop pictures. Send me your cat pictures. I love cats. Too.
Okay, there we go. Cats and poops.
Yeah. Or cats pooping.
Cats pooping. Poops and cats.
Yeah, they poop in a box. It's really weird.
If you want to send me a booby, that's fine too.
Sure.
So, you know, add that into the group. So, I am on Snapchat, JTrain56, and people, it really, I say this every week, it really feathers my nuts. when I get sent a picture or a video of someone listening to the podcast, you know, it's
yeah.
them listening and they're like, hey, I'm listening now. It's very cool.
It's exciting.
So I love keep sending those. But they're getting more and more depraved. Like they are getting.
Like what? They're like masturbating when listening?
No.
Like...
We haven't gotten there yet. Please don't do that.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
don't
put it in your
say
head.
Such a thing.
I'm so
now they're
sorry.
Sending me videos of them while they shit and listen at the same time.
Oh, that's fun.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
Then I've gotten, you know how you can go, you can do reverse? You can do rewind?
Oh, yeah, the new filter that, like,
back shit up is the exact thing to say because there are people now sending me them shitting. Like, just, it's disgusting. It's so disgusting I can't look away. It's a car accident. It's the shit coming into their ass. Like they video them shitting and then they'll reverse it and it just looks like they're just getting like you know, filled like a toothpaste bottle.
It looks like their ass is eating something.
Yeah, their ass. It looks like their ass has a chocolate tongue.
That's very creative, though.
Listen, this audience, the TFM podcast audience, is the most creative shit audience out there. Mm-hmm. I'll put our shitters against any other podcast listening audience that takes shits and send them to people they don't know. So
I don't think anyone will fight you on that.
Nobody's going to fight me on it. You ready to go? Let's do some emails.
I'm so ready. Let's do it.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. This one's called Performance Issues.
Ooh.
Recently hooked up with a new girl who is younger than me, straight eights across the board, 888. So we have a rating system. It's the zip code method, face, body, personality.
Okay.
Area code method.
And tens the... the most.
Nine is honestly the most you could do. So like it goes from zero to nine.
Okay.
You know, same units apply.
Okay.
So face, body, personality. 888, athlete, super cool, pretty face. Here's the issue.
Great.
She came home with me, fooled around, took a shower, went to Taco Land. Taco Land sounds like the smelliest theme park on earth. Eventually got to seal the deal and go to Pound Town. Went for a little bit, but I was pretty drunk and had some performance issue. As every man that likes to drink does sometimes. She was cool about it, said she didn't want to move that fast anyways, but I want redemption because I know the dick game is stronger than that. And the girl is very cool and hot. We've been texting back and forth a bit. Nothing that seems super promising for another visit to Taco Land.
Trying to make Taco Land a thing.
I'm not
mad about it.
How do I get another shot at this girl? Either another night, one night slam, or a consistent fuck, because date party is coming up in the future, and I wouldn't mind a nice piece of arm candy to say I'm back and better than ever.
Where did he go? Was he away?
I think he was broken up with someone. Is it worth it, or do I just move on and work on finding another girl at school where guys are outnumbered 3-1?
Ooh.
Help a brother out. Would greatly appreciate some help, even if this isn't read on the podcast. What do you think? So, I mean, he's trying to get the girl back for round two
right.
at Taco Land.
Mm-hmm. Ride the roller coaster.
Do you think there's...
get on the trolley.
What's the best way to get her back in the mix?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, she's still being responsive, it sounds like.
She's being responsive.
But he hasn't directly asked her out again. He's just been kind of keeping her on the hook, feeling her out, like she's responding to his advances.
I mean, from the way, but he says seems nothing that seems super promising for another visit.
So she's a little bit maybe blowing him off, like, in a nice way.
Have you ever had a guy, you ever been with a guy with performance issues that you've been like, I'm out?
Well, here's the thing, the only time that I can think of that it was really, really, really a problem and we could not end up making it work, I wasn't into the guy anyways to begin with. Like, I was super drunk. He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
Came home with him. Would have been fine to have sex. Didn't end up working out. The next morning, he kind of was, you know, feeling out a second date. And I said, no, but it wasn't because of the performance issues. It was just because
I don't think
we would have ever started to hook up if I wasn't as drunk as I was.
It's interesting that you say that, because I was thinking about this question. And I was like, I've had moments where I'm like, oh, man, that was brutal.
Right.
You know, like, this wasn't even good for me.
Right.
You know, like I came and, like, I was, like, half hard and it was, like, you know, just, like, it was, like, a saddest cum ever.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Like one of those little, like, plastic water squeegee thingies that you, like, roll around your hand. I don't know what they're called. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it was, like, a super soaker that wasn't pumped.
Sure.
You know, and it just, like, kind of spluttered out. And I'm, like, sitting there being like, oh, man, and then you start the apology.
Of course.
Rounds of apologies, and you're like, and nothing looks less manly than being like, oh, man. Like, you put on an act all night, and if you don't solidify that act at the end, then you look like it was all, the whole thing was a fake.
Well, what happened, though, in your case? Did she go out again, or was it a big deal to her?
Well, I mean, this isn't just one case. I've had multiple instances of sad sex.
And how has it worked out for you?
Well, sometimes they come back because they do like me. So, like, I think that is what I'm saying is, like, sometimes it'll work out again because, like, listen, this wasn't just about the sex. This was about, oh, I like you, and that was fun either way, and we can get better together.
Yeah.
Then there's the other side of things, and it's kind of like what you're saying, where you're like, listen, this was a fun night. Let's fucking put an exclamation point at the end, and then it's just like, wah, wah. And you're like, he had his chance to go up. Mm-hmm. In your mind, because you could be like, he could have ended that night with like a huge, great bang, and maybe the girl doesn't like him, but at least she knows she can come back to someone that is that can be counted on.
Exactly.
For
exactly.
the D.
I mean, that's true. That if he could have delivered, maybe he would have been more desirable in her eyes. But I just don't think if a girl really likes a guy,
that stuff
that's not going to. I would never hold that against.
But if a girl,
a guy.
The guy you're talking about, where mm-hmm. you were like, it wasn't that great,
yeah.
and I wasn't that into him. Anyways, I was just there because whatever.
Right.
If he had come through. With like a Superman, like surprised, everything happened the way you couldn't imagine sex as good as this. You're like, okay, this is going to be a call I'm going to make again.
Well, sure. And I mean, I guess, yeah, because there are a handful of other guys who probably similar situations, but we did end up having sex. And I was like, oh, okay, you can be in the back burner.
Yes.
You can hang out. You can stay on the roster.
I think it's a lot like comedy where it's like you get booked on a show, like people will book you because they're like, I know they'll kill.
Right.
You know, and it's like, that's kind of where it comes down to like, you know, like I think I've done that with girls where I'm like, okay, I'm not into this, but like, I'm going to make a call.
Absolutely.
You know, I know that this is going to get this animal out of my system.
Exactly.
And I think there's something to that. So I the way to go back at her though,
mm-hmm.
he's got to make he can't be meet up late night guy.
Well, right. Well, but does he want to be that? It sounds like he doesn't care. It sounds like he just wants to kind of like have her on the back burner too.
I think what he wants is to like, you know, get more action with her.
Yeah.
And I don't think it can happen with, you know, because he had the performance issues the first time. Mm-hmm. I don't think it can be like, hey, I'm here with this, I'm here with this mediocre sex. Don't you want to meet up?
That's the thing, right? I mean, he has to deliver the next time. Like, I don't think his chance is ruined to get her, you know, into his bed again. But then I think if he fucks it up again,
then it's like, does this guy have an issue?
Pound town.
Yeah.
As we call it.
It sounds like
here,
he's going to Mush Town.
Yeah, exactly.
Flaccid Town. I don't
know.
And I see eye to eye with this guy. Like, I've been in that position where I'm like, ah, man, that was a four.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And it's like, and it happens. That's the thing. Like, sex is kind of like, for a guy, you know, it can be like kind of like a baseball hitter.
Sure.
You know, not every time. You're going to strike out sometimes.
Absolutely.
It happens. This is a thing.
You always have good analogies, Jared.
Yeah, I think it's like, because you'll strike out and you'll be like, oh, man. And then you'll have that one time where you're like, oh, man, I fucking nailed this shit.
Right.
I am the king of sex. And then all of a sudden you do it again and you're like, oh, man, I'm the queen of sex. This isn't for real at all. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Chelsea White at the Chelsea White on Twitter. Go follow her, support her. Fantastic. X from LinkedIn.
Mm.
This is a little longer. Let's come back to this one. Fight okay. fire with fire. Let's do this.
I'm intrigued though. Is that how people date on LinkedIn?
I've heard
of this
before.
Like a new platform?
Well, actually, let's do that email. Two and a half years ago, I was a junior in college just randomly adding people on LinkedIn in my field in hopes of starting good connections. I get a message from a semi-good-looking sir, as I call them, asking if we can chat sometime about his startup company. So this is a lady. She's on LinkedIn. She's throwing out friend requests on this happens.
Okay.
After a 2-hour phone call learning about the company, just talking to him about his life, I realize he's only 2 years older than me, and he hires me as a remote intern for about a month. I do whatever he asks me. I'm not getting paid, of course. And, of course, we flirted hardcore until we met in person at a horse race in person.
Of course. Standard.
Always throw in a horse.
Yeah, the horse race.
At some point. We were both already going to be there, she writes. And then when we were hammered, we decided to start dating. So, yes, I'm that girl who started dating her boss with whom she met on LinkedIn. Judge me. I'm judging him more than her.
I'm judging both of them for being at a horse race.
Yeah. 3 months later, I realized he was pretty weird and Jewy. Oh, wow. I didn't see that coming.
It took her a few months to realize?
Yeah, I can
find
out.
That didn't feel like the fun way people throw out Jewy.
Yeah, right? No. That felt anti-Semitic
Jewy.
I
bristled a little bit. No,
yeah.
I cringed a little bit.
I mean, you can figure out Jewy in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
What's your name? You know, that's Jewy. And then she writes in parentheses, JK, he was a very nice Jewish boy. But it wasn't going to work with distance, and I was never really feeling it that much anyways.
Okay.
It ended as well as possible, and we're still in contact just to keep up with life as we talk about business and whatnot. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Skeptical.
Well, here's already. If a guy is meeting his girls on dating girls that he's met on LinkedIn
mm-hmm.
and then keeps in touch after, I don't trust a fucking thing that this guy does.
Well, oh, because he kept in touch? Well, I mean, the getting together on LinkedIn with someone you hired to be your weird long distance intern.
Yeah.
And then hooking up at a horse race.
And then you break up and then you're like, well, we still keep in contact to keep up on life. I think he's doing that because he knows next time you're in town, he could make that happen, maybe.
Well, is that necessarily bad things? It sounds like she didn't really care either.
She writes, my problem is that I've been dating another guy for a year and a half, and I'm going with him on a business trip to Boston where my ex lives. I told the ex about a month ago that I would be there, but didn't tell him when or anything like that. Current boyfriend knows we're still friends, and even though I used to really bother him at first, I know he's gotten lunch with one of his exes, and we even hang out with some of his high school exes in group settings. The ex is going to see my Snapchats and Instagram, so it's unavoidable that he knows I'm there. My question is it weird if he asks to get lunch or coffee? I also don't want to seem like a bitch, and I don't want to see the ex because he wrote my grad school recommendations.
Ex wrote her grad school recommendations?
I don't feel awkward going and doing that, but I'm only in Boston for the current boyfriend's conference and don't want to make it seem like I'm running off to hang out with my ex. That is what you're doing. I've told him we really only communicate for business purposes and he understands, but I still don't want to be a shitty person or girlfriend. I feel like this is different than him being friends with his exes because they're from high school, so that doesn't really count. Anyways, let me know what you think or how I should play this out. Hopefully him or his friends don't listen to this because it would be obvious who I am. But fuck it, they're all really Jewy anyways. How did that happen? And then she writes in parentheses, P.S. I'm not anti-Semitic and hung out with A.E. Pie a lot in college. Okay. You have some Jewish friends, so you can say Jewish. Yeah, I say the N-word, too.
I'm not anti-Semitic,
So what do you think? This is a very complicated situation.
I have so many thoughts. Number one, I think she's using the term ex pretty liberally. Because does it even sound... They were drunk at a horse race. She didn't even mention if they like hooked up or something. They were having casual conversation at a horse race and were like, we should be together.
Yeah. I mean, is that what it was happened? A long-distance dating thing,
yeah,
it seems
like. Yeah, a long-distance dating thing. I feel like... Not that long-distance relationships in general aren't relationships, but I just think that the sense I'm getting from the information she gave us sounds like she's using... I mean, he's like barely your ex. He's like this guy you hooked up with long distance for a short period of time.
So then why keep in touch with him still if she has another boyfriend of a year and a half?
Well, sure. And that's, I think, where the sense I got was she's saying, I don't know, like, I don't want to be a bitch, which I relate to that. That's very much a girl
thing,
right?
Why do girls do that? I don't understand. Why do you care about being a bitch to someone that doesn't matter in your life?
Well, that's exactly the key. He does matter in her life, in her mind, then, if she cares whether or not she's being a bitch. Because if I was going to be in the same town as some hookup or even an ex and I didn't give a shit about, then I don't care if I'm being a bitch. I'm probably not going to still be in contact with him. But the fact that she's still in contact with him and cares about what he thinks about her, and this is coming from the most like sensitive and like in my head sort of always wondering like what people are thinking about me. So if I'm like being skeptical of her wondering why she cares that he's, you know, what he thinks of her, then she definitely is still into him. Like that's more than just feelings. A general like, I want everyone to like me, which is
the other thing that she's doing. She's using the work thing as like an excuse.
Right.
Let me tell you something, ladies. If a guy is getting in touch with you, you know, over LinkedIn and he ends up dating you, everything he does is mixed in with dating. So like, you know, he's not keeping in touch to like help you on your resume. Like, he's 2 years older. He's not a fucking billionaire that's going to be like helping you, you know, help invest in your company.
Right.
There's a million other people like him who do the job in your industry that don't try and fuck you.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So move away from him. I just think like what she's doing is she's saying, well, he's a business contact. No, he's a business contact that saw your vagina.
Yeah, absolutely.
And let's remember that, you know, like, and also you're going to Boston with your boyfriend who has like, you're there as support for him. At what point do you go on this lunch when he's at work and it's like you're away? Like, why do you keep this guy around? I don't understand that that thing where girls are like, I don't want to be a bitch. I don't understand that one bit. Maybe if you were a bitch more, it would be better for you.
It probably would be.
Yeah.
I 150% believe that it probably would be. But that's definitely my biggest downfall. I'm always like, you know, I don't want anyone to be mad at me. And I don't.
I mean, that's a real thing. That's why I'm bringing it up.
But I think it doesn't. That for me personally does not apply to like an ex that I
don't
saying
she
still
want
to be involved
about this
in some
guy
way.
Still.
I think she still cares about it. And even just, I think the part that was really telling to me was when she was like, even if I don't tell him I'll be in town, he'll know because he'll like see on Snapchat, see on social media.
Who the fuck cares? Who the fuck cares?
But she obviously cares he thinks about her in a more than business way. And also the fact that she mentioned, and I know how you feel, you don't like the idea of keeping being friends with exes to a large extent, right?
I don't get...
That's not a problem to me. I don't mind being friendly with exes, but I think in this instance... It doesn't make any sense. And if he's any normal human who cares about her more than just like trying to fuck her when she's in town, he wouldn't give a shit either if she came to town with her new boyfriend. He'd be like, oh, great.
He would understand.
Sorry, I missed you. Have a good time. Yeah, he wouldn't care.
He would understand the boundaries.
Yes, but this, like the way she's reacting and perceives, you know, how he might react just.
And I do think females will get, like, I think girls get a lot of times something out of guys that isn't sexual, but it is kind of cheating. Like where she's getting a confidence boost by the fact that this guy just wants to keep in touch.
Absolutely.
And she has to admit to that. Mm-hmm. She has to say, like, listen, I have this new boyfriend. You're only giving your new boyfriend, or not even new, a year and a half boyfriend, only so much of a chance if in your mind there's a piece of you getting propped up by this other ex-boyfriend.
Absolutely.
So you're not really fully going into this other relationship. You're putting a toe in ex waters, you know, right now, and making sure that that's still there, because you're probably, you know, there's a confidence issue there. There's a thing that you're saying, well, maybe if this doesn't work out, I hope I have another guy that's waiting for me.
Yeah.
I think you got to push away from that ex's dock. It's okay to talk to your exes. Like I've hooked up with girls and I still keep up with them, but it's not okay to put the feelings of your new boyfriend after your ex's feelings, because that's what she's doing right now. Push off that dock, Missy.
Push off.
Find
head out into sea.
Get out to sea with your
love,
with your new dude.
Yeah, forget this guy.
And you know, listen, be nicer to Jews.
Yeah,
stop using that Jew. It sounded weird.
Do we need to direct her to like some resources? How can we help this girl?
Yeah, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Chelsea White, at the Chelsea White. Find her on Twitter. Go follow her, support her. Fight fire with fire. What's up, J-Train? Long-time listener, first-time emailer. I love telling my fraternities about the podcast. I have a situation in my hands and need some advice. One of my so-called buddies in my fraternity recently broke the news he's interested in my ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
We dated for about 2 years, not really sure if there's anything there. She's apparently interested in him too, from what I've heard. I've hooked up with other girls since, but still not really over her. How should I handle this? I met one of her friends the other night at a party that I could potentially be interested in, and I don't think they are all that close. Should I fight fire with fire? Thanks, keep anonymous. I like that his response is to go and bone a acquaintance
of the ex.
Like, that's going to make him feel better.
Exactly. And that's like going to make anybody, like, as if this girl isn't into him anymore, as if she's going to care.
Let's play
she's
this. Let's play this out. Let's say he does
talk it out.
Fuck the her friend,
mm-hmm.
and then she fucks his friend, mm-hmm. and then it's going to get to a point where they're literally screaming at each other in a fraternity foyer. You told me to leave her, and I said, you know, this isn't going to go to a great place.
It can't end well. It's not going
to
end well.
I do understand, though, it's tough. Like, have you ever had a friend come to you and be like, hey, I know you dated this guy, I'm interested, but you're still kind of in it?
I've never had a... No, honestly. I've had some of my friends and guys, we've like, not overlapped at the same time. But you know, like I have guys that I've hooked up with. I've also had close friends that have at some point in time hooked up with those same guys.
Okay.
But it was never more than just a hookup. You know what I mean?
How did you
it was
feel
never
about
like,
that?
I didn't care because at that point I was over it. Like it never happened to me when I was still in it or still like, oh, he's still kind of my fuck buddy right now.
Yeah.
Like find your own.
Or still had feelings.
Exactly. Still had feelings. So I've never, it's like a guy that was seriously like my boyfriend with a capital B, I've never had passed off to a friend.
What sucks for this guy is that they're broken up. Mm-hmm. He's gone and hooked up with other girls. He said he still has feelings for the last girl. And then you have a buddy that's like, listen, she's into me, I'm into her, I'm here to check with you.
Yeah.
Like, his buddy's
doing the right thing. He's doing the right thing.
And so that's why I feel bad for him, because he sounds like an asshole.
Yeah.
When he's like, it's my bat, my pussy, I'm going home.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Because like, exactly. Like, that's what he has to say to stop this, which you never look like a good friend or guy
exactly.
when you do
that's
that.
Like not taking the high road. And then that his reaction was not, his question then to us wasn't even... How can I talk, you know, how can I tell my buddy that I still have feelings? Or should I go to my ex and tell her I still have feelings?
No, it's,
his ex is like, I'm going to go to best friend. How do you like me now?
Let me throw this tree around that forest.
Right.
and let me throw it around a girl that, you know, is just an innocent bystander.
Oh, poor girl.
He's just like, that's like him walking into a bank and just like being like, I'm gonna shoot everybody because I love my girlfriend,
exactly.
My ex. Like, you know, like, I do think he's got to move on. And I think here's how the worst way to move on. The worst way to move on from a girlfriend is to then stay around her.
And date a friend.
And like, I know the buddy is like gonna like hook up with like her, which doesn't make things easier. But you gotta try and separate as much as possible. You can't control your buddy and what the girl does. So you have to say, hey, listen, wish you guys the best. Yeah. I'm gonna go on my own. But then when you go and hook up with her like friend of a friend, you're just sticking around more than you would have to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's gonna hurt because you're gonna watch, you're gonna be saying, you know, first of all, what's going to happen is you're going to get in a relationship with this girl that knows her.
Right.
And then you're going to have like two dueling couples that are like competing for like, you know, who's coupling better.
And you're going to see each other more often than you'd have to. I mean, like dating the friend is going to make it worse.
Totally.
It's not like the revenge isn't going to feel better. I don't know. And it's hard.
Get away
in college
from
that way where you're running around the same like friend groups and the same fraternities, sororities or what have you. But yeah, you have to take the high road here, buddy.
Yeah.
Get out
while you can, and also move to a different group of friends.
Right. Try to hang out, find like a backup friend group. Or also, I don't know, tell me if you disagree with this. I don't think it would hurt to, I mean, I guess, I forget if he said that the girl's like definitely not into it, but I don't think it would hurt to make one sort of last Hail Mary if he really is into the ex, and if he's not just into her suddenly again because the friend threatening.
Yeah.
Like, if he really would want to get back with her, I don't think it would be a bad thing to be like, hey, I just want to put this out here, you know, is there another chance? And then maybe he can feel like he has closure in that way and can feel better moving on. Or
this is disgusting advice, but I'm going to give it right now.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to give it right now. I recently saw an ex.
Okay.
Okay. I get in trouble so many times for stories I've told in this podcast.
Go
and I'm
going
to tell two stories today that I'm going to get in trouble for.
Fantastic.
I recently saw an ex.
Okay.
Okay. And
just like bumped into her.
Bumped in.
Great.
New boy, whatever. And you do have that moment anytime you see an ex where you're like, you know, did I do the right thing? Because that is the normal thing. Because 99% of relationships end for really no reason at all.
Sure.
Like, you're a good person. She's a good person. You probably extend it out because you're like, everyone's going to be like, why would you end it?
Right.
Like, she's great. But you have something that just wasn't working for you. And whatever that something is, it doesn't have to be big or small. It's your thing. So
right.
It doesn't, you shouldn't feel badly for the reasons you have to break up. Because reasons for breaking up are like stupid.
Right.
They're never the greatest reasons in the world, but they're your reasons.
Right.
So you see this ex and you're like, and I saw this ex and I was like, you know, like she looked
she's
great.
Looking good. Yeah.
You know, like she seems fun. And when you see an ex, you're only seeing them. And when you bump into an ex, you're only seeing them in the context of what got you into it in the first place.
Right.
You're not seeing it from the vantage point of when you're in the relationship and things were wrong. You're seeing it from like literally that meet cute moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
So you're re-meet cuting. And
Absolutely.
You can Google that term for all you non-film nerds out there. But you can go and you're back at that first moment that you first hung out and it's the reason you put your peasants in her village.
Absolutely.
You know? So this is, you're back at that moment. What I'm telling you to do is to go home, pull up her profiles on whatever account you prefer, and then you look at these pictures and you remind yourself and you start masturbating. Okay?
Sure. Obviously.
And the minute you come, remember the last fight you guys had. Okay? And I assure you, you'll say, yeah, I made the right decision. This is the right way. I'm happy to not be in this anymore. I'm gonna move away.
Right.
And I think that, you know, and I know that's a really weird way to get to this conclusion, but it also puts you back in the framework of like, why did this end in the first place? And I know why you see an ex and you're like, was that it?
Right.
You know? And then when you do this trick, you remember right away that there was weird fights that happened.
Yeah, remember the bad times.
Yeah, remember the bad times.
Remember the bad times.
If you're thinking of an ex, this is the name of the episode. If you're thinking of an ex, remember
the bad times.
we try to remember the good times, but I'm telling you, you could be like, and you, I'm telling you, when you climax, you'll be like, Oh, and you'll have that cringe moment where like, oh, that one fight sucked, and yeah, we weren't meant to be, and I'm happy that we're not together anymore. I think that's
because you'll realize that you alone in your room masturbating to your Facebook page is way better than if you were getting off and then she was there next to you nagging about like picking your candy wrappers.
Totally, you want to be you definitely want to be next to the Facebook page after climaxing and not the person.
Absolutely, that's my life's motto.
Yeah, right. It's a much easier moving out of the getting that. All you have to do is close the MacBook.
When you get humans involved, it gets messy. It just gets weird.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Chelsea White at the Chelsea White on Twitter. Closing deals. Jared Freed. It's so official. Last week was the first time I listened to your podcast. My friends from home worship you, and I have a girl problem, so I decided to shoot you this email. There we go.
That sounds pretty intense.
Totes
like preesh. I got a visual of them like opening up a closet door, and they have like the weird, shrine with candles, and it's your
picture
face,
of
but, like
me.
Your eyes are like cut out. I don't know.
My mouth is cut out for some weird reason. I'm a 7'6"8". So he's rating himself a 7'6"8".
So what's the middle? So what is
face, body, personality?
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
And when
I
dealing with girls, I'm always positive, fun, and respectful. I tend to get with girls pretty easy. The only problem is that I've always sucked getting girls in bed. Mm. The 8 weeks I've been at college.
He sucked for all 8 weeks.
Yeah, listen, man. If you were good those 8 weeks, I'd be like, leave. You need to find a new career as a salesman. You're going to be bad those first 8 weeks. I mean, like...
Keep hanging on.
Yeah, I remember going up to girls and be like, "What's up?" And then they'd be like, "Nothing. What dorm do you live in?" I'd be like, "Gotta go." I didn't know what to fucking say. So
you're
it's
taking your pants off. Like,
yeah.
Where are you going?
Wait, why are you hard? All I asked is what dorm you live in. But I'm saying, like, those first 8 weeks, it's uncomfortable.
Well, listen, this could be the whole podcast, but I had a very alternative, unorthodox college experience.
Yeah, you were telling me. Where did you go?
I went to Grove City College.
Okay.
And I was like the only, not particularly religious, extremely liberal person in a campus full of born again, evangelical, extremely conservative.
Really?
I was there during the, this is going to date me, but it's fine because I look super young. I was there during the, I went to college from 2001, 2005. So it was during the election. It was like John Kerry and Bush, and
Bush got
elected. And I looked out the window, and my fellow students were burning a cardboard cutout of John Kerry on the campus quad.
Seems a little extreme. Even as a guy who was fine with Bush, even as a guy who, I'm on that side of the aisle, but that's a little much.
Turn to fire.
Yeah.
So, it was a very interesting. And then we had rules where guys and girls had separate dorms, and you could only visit one another during certain hours on like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday called intervisitation.
Intervisitation?
Interviz for short. And you
Interviz? I'm going to start calling sex interviz.
Yeah, interviz. Are you free for interviz later?
Just trying to interviz. Why don't we do a couple shots and then we'll interviz the fuck out of this?
I would love. Can we please start that term?
Yes, we're starting it now on the TFM podcast.
So we have interviz. And
wait, interviz is short for what? Intervisitation?
Intervisitation, because you're.
I want an intervisitation with my dick. Just want to intervisit.
And then one of the seven people that went to Grove City College in All America run into someone who listens to your podcast, and they throw it out there, and they're like, "Oh my God, are you GCC alum?" Yeah. And they're like, "What?"
"What, I'm trying to bone." And they're just horrified.
And they're like, "Oh," they put the Bible away. But it was weird, and we could only. And then once you were, intervising, you had to have the door open at least the width of a shoe and a light on, and the TV didn't count.
So this wasn't college as much as choir trip abroad.
Yeah, it was like a 4-year show choir camp, if you will. A very interesting...
But you must have seen the most awkward of awkward dudes.
Absolutely.
At a school like that. This kid's 8 weeks of college. Listen, I hear it. I was there with him.
Right.
And everyone at this school was there with you.
All these guys. He would fit in well at this school. But anyways.
But even, I'm sure, I'm saying he could be the coolest guy in the world, and those first 8 weeks are fucking
yes,
hard to
they're
bone.
The worst.
Like, you're looking to climb Everest, after, climbing a sand dune.
Right.
You know, like, you gotta fucking, you gotta
pace
do
yourself.
Yeah, go hike Mount Washington first.
Pace yourself.
I've been in a weekly routine where I hook up with a girl, hang out with her throughout the week, but after that week they seem to just stop answering my texts or Snapchat.
Aww.
My friends all think I'm goofy, but I don't think it's to the point where it's a turnoff. I just don't understand what I'm doing wrong. I've been through this with 6 different girls already.
Six girls in 8 weeks.
I know,
and
he's opening up some good combos, man. Wow. And it's pretty annoying. Killing my confidence because most of the girls are mediocre looking. Okay. Listen, man. All my friends here tell me I could be hooking up with some more attractive girls. I just started talking to a new girl this week. It's going the same way. But I like hanging out with her, and she's an 879. What should I do differently? I'll appreciate any advice. Thanks. What do you think?
Well, first of all, are we just always assuming when they're saying hooking up that it was sex, or maybe not? Just
no,
like
I think they're
out,
just, like, maybe they're making
out.
If he's, okay. If you've in the first 8 weeks of college, you've hooked up with 6 different girls, and like whether it's just a makeout, you should be fucking proud of you. You should be pretty confident,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Also, I think he cares about sex too much. I know that's a weird thing to say on this podcast.
What?
Yeah, like
everyone's head explodes.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you're putting the pussy on a pedestal that is like insane to me. Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta, if you, you know, girls will sniff that shit out when you only want sex.
Mm-hmm. That's
you know,
true.
They know it, right?
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, have you ever got a guy like talking to you and you're just like, I'm not doing this. You don't even care to know my last name.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Of
that
course.
Happens.
So, you can, yes.
I mean, I had this happen last weekend. I'll tell another story.
A girl was sniffing you out?
Oh, I got sniffed out hard. Okay.
Oh, man,
and
happened,
she's going to text me after this because she listens to the podcast. And I'm going to tell this story. And she listens. And we had gone on a date once before.
Okay.
And we met on a dating app.
Which one?
Bumble.
Oh, how cute.
Only after, like, so we met on the dating app and it came out that huge fan of the podcast. And, like, listen, I'm very happy.
So she recognized you.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's
and
so fun.
And so we went out from the, this is going to, I feel, whatever. Okay.
She'll be fine.
She'll be fine.
I'm putting a mark on the timeline in case.
Yeah, in case we don't know this. No, I think she'll agree with the story. So we had gone out once, great time,
okay.
You know, got drunk, did some making out, heavy petting, nothing happened. It was great. And I was like, we had kind of texted back and forth, but nothing was coming out of it.
Okay.
And which is fine. Like, listen, and then I get a text this past weekend being like, I'm around. And, like, you know, we had done that before in the past and it never really materialized into, like, hanging out. So I was like, all right. And, like, I'm, you know, super.
You're not taking it as seriously at this point. Because you're like, I know where this is going.
And I'm super attracted. So I'm like, yeah. But I'm also, like, understand that, like, this probably won't go to, you know, marriage, baby, kids. Or maybe it probably won't go to, like, even if, like, I'm just like,
guys,
I'm stammering.
Having, I know, I'm you're trying to find your words. You're
I'm looking to have fun. And I think this is kind of where I'm coming back to this email, where it's like, and she's kind of getting that vibe, you know? And she comes out, and I had a bunch of friends in town, so I was kind of like stuck with, you know, not stuck, but I was like entertaining a little
entertaining
bit. And came and hung out with a bunch of my buddies, and we're all drinking and whatever. And like, there's a point in the night where I'm like, you know, okay, let's start moving towards, you know, Slam Town.
Yeah, sure.
You know, let's get on the J train to Mediocreville.
You both have the same goal.
Yeah, then this is the point. She goes, I gotta let you know, I'm such a fan of the podcast. I can't lose the podcast because I hate you from what happens tonight.
Oh my God.
This is basically, and. I'm like, that's a passionate fan, but my dick was sitting there being like a little too passionate. Right. And I'm like, listen, you don't have to listen. We got enough listeners. Get out. You know? And in my mind, I'm like, this would have been fun. I'm looking for a fun hookup. And she's like, I think it came down to like, you know, listen, I was there for specific reasons. I enjoy hanging out with her, but I was there for specific reasons. Like,
well,
I'm not going to lie to you.
And she wasn't? That's just what's so bizarre to me. She wasn't there just to, like, hook up?
I guess she just wanted, like, you know, the live TFM podcast, you know? I don't know. It was very, it was strange to me, too, but it was also,
strange.
I also, like, and I get, like, and I was, like, left her in the cab. I was like, listen, I get it. I do understand that if we hook up, mm-hmm. that every story and thing that I give advice about on this podcast becomes about that person.
Sure.
Because I've dated enough girls. I've been in relationships with this podcast happening where the girl who I'm with listens and I give advice and I get yelled at for the advice.
Of course. Well, it's
inevitable. And I'm like, well, that has nothing to do with you and me. I'm right. just telling you how I really feel about this person's situation.
Can I be honest sure. about your situation? I think that she, it doesn't make any sense to me that she would go that far, even go
hold
out
on,
with
before,
you to begin with.
Hold on. Before okay. you give the, this might not be the funniest episode, that I think this is the most interesting. It got real here.
This has been
it
a good episode. Yeah, yeah.
I think this has been a real
episode. Also, what are you saying? Am I not funny, Jared?
No. I'm just saying, like, we've given good advice. This is not what I mean. I'm not. I don't. I'm hungover. I think this has been great. I'm
You're
just
more
saying,
vulnerable at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, right now, I'm stammering. I'm
letting the floodgates open. So what and I want you to feel you, safe in this space.
What do you think?
I got to be honest. I think that she did want to hook up. And then for whatever reason, that the second time that she went out,
yeah.
something turned her off. And that
oh,
was her
Oh, really?
Excuse.
And that was her excuse. I agree with that.
I don't
that.
Think she would go that far, even met up with you again, or ever, if she didn't ultimately want to have sex at some point. I think something happened.
Something happened on mm-hmm. that hangout where yeah. I was like,
yeah,
I want pizza. Mm-hmm. You know, like, this isn't worth it to me.
Yes.
So let me give this excuse that, like...
it's like a flattering excuse.
Well, this happens all the time, I mean, to guys in general, where right. you have this excuse and you get it, but you're like, I just am not... her cup of tea.
Right.
You know, like right. it's not, and that I don't even take, like, I don't think that makes me feel bad about myself.
Right.
It's more like, all right, I'm just going to move on. But I did feel right. like I kind of like had wasted a night a little bit.
Sure. Because you know? That is the goal. When you're hanging out in that way, you're both assuming.
Yeah. We're drinking
that
whiskey.
You're headed the same direction.
Yeah. I was ready to show the strong medium. I was ready to give her a night she'd want to forget.
I love this girl. If you're listening, Snapchat me at the Chelsea White. Let's talk about this.
She will do that. I have a feeling she's very nice and great. I just I think she's gonna like hate that we just talked about this. But I wasn't confused, but I do understand where it's like when you smell of I just want to bone.
All right, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about this guy's email where he is really coming on strong. I'm assuming he's hooking up with them or making out with them, and what he's doing is being like, all right, come to my dorm room, like the next time. He's not even putting in a secondary effort. Like he's putting in the initial effort, and then he thinks that talking to girls owes him sex, when really it's... You have to agree to this has to be the fruits of a labor of friendship and liking each other.
Absolutely.
You know?
And you hit the nail on the head right there, because that's the thing. Like, you can both be in the headspace of like, let's meet up. Like, we're both trying to get laid and I'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But that is the number one biggest turnoff, when you can sniff out that a guy feels like you somehow owe him sex for hanging out. That's the difference, right?
Totally.
The difference is between like, oh yeah, sure, we're on the same page. We're both just trying to see where it goes. Would love to have sex tonight, or versus, well, now we hung out all night. Oh, you don't want to come back to my place, but you owe me. We've been hanging out all night.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I bought
and
you dinner. You know, and it's like, that's stupid.
Exactly.
You should, everything you do with dating and relationships, everything you do is because you want to do them.
Right.
Don't ever do something where it's like, I've been in that position before where like a girl will be like, well, let's hang out. And I'm like, I kind of want to go to bed tonight. And it's like, if you get to a moment where you're going to meet up with someone in a way that you're like, well, they better fucking be happy I came. Listen, you have no kids together. You have no real, mortgage together.
Right.
You don't owe anyone anything.
Right.
Do what makes you happiest, and then you'll end up finding someone that will make you the happiest.
Absolutely.
I think out of that. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Chelsea White at the Chelsea White. I'm sitting on her, her couch right now. I'm getting psychoanalyzed.
I have my pad and paper out. I'm telling it like it is.
My new psychiatrist. But go follow her. Support her. It's been awesome. I'm really pumped. We're going to do one more email.
Okay, great.
And then we'll move on to some other stuff. We'll do the shout outs and hypotheticals. So here are the choices. Okay. And I always give the choices to the guests.
Right.
Hates her friends. Mm. Dancing. Hung up on hookup. Drunk chick. Am I a terrible person? Condom issues.
This is, Sophie's choice, Jared. I'm like really intrigued by the hate the friends one, because that seems like a very girl thing. But I'm also, who's the hung up on hookup one from? Is that
hung
from
up,
a dude or?
It's from a
lady?
Dude.
But you also were interested in the condom one, right?
I was interested in the condom.
I think this is
a good discussion for a female.
Let's do
guest.
It.
I think this will be a fun one.
Okay, great.
I'm a senior athlete in a small liberal arts school in the Northeast.
Is it called Grove City College?
It's called He just burned Obama in effigy. I met this girl's sophomore at the beginning of the year. She's a 779. She's not Jewish. He writes, not related to the topic, but figured you should know. This audience is
should
the
we
best.
Introduce him to what's her face?
To the other listener?
The horse girl?
Oh, the horse girl. Yeah, maybe. I think he just wants me to know for whatever reason.
Sure.
I've been hitting on this girl for a while now, not sure if she's interested in me or not. She gives different vibes at different times. Sometimes she's flirty, sometimes she's not. Her best friend had a B-day party tonight. It's not a rager style party, but it was like 10 to 12 people in a small apartment get together. Not my thing usually, but whatever. Everything was okay until I needed to get something for my blazer on the couch. As I picked it up, condoms fell out of the pocket. Fucking condoms fell out to the ground. I didn't even know I had condoms, he writes. Blood fucking rushed to my brain. Which brain? I didn't freak out and picked up my blazer from the ground, covering the condom immediately. Something fell off too, which was what I needed. She asked me a question about it as I picked them up, but I don't know if she saw it. So I guess two things that fell out of his pocket. Condoms and then another thing he was going to grab.
And she asked a question about whatever this...
The other thing was.
Mysterious other item was.
There was one more person there, I think, but I don't care. That person wasn't hot, so whatever.
Yeah, fuck that person. I hate not hot people.
Yeah, I agree. Fuck that, ugh. I replied her question as if nothing happened. I behaved as if everything was normal, but obviously the question was, did she fucking see it? This was close to the end of the thing, so I hang out for a little more and then left. So now I can think three different ways this can go. One, bring it up and say my friend borrowed my blazer last weekend, but this sounds like the worst fucking idea, so here are two more reasonable options. Two, I pretend like nothing happened and keep hitting on her. I am a disgusting person, so I have no problem with this. I've done worse shit. Three, I walk away. I assume if I fucked it up bad, go for a different chick. What do I do?
Why does he think it's such a big deal that she would see he has condoms?
You know what's so interesting about this? I get where he's coming from. There's this weird thing with guys where we think that if a girl sees we carry condoms, she thinks we assume
just
we're going to have
sex.
Hitting it all the time. Yeah. Or we've made assumptions about her if we're there as her date.
Which he wasn't.
He was there for a hangout. I do get what he's talking. Sometimes it's like, I remember when I was younger, it was embarrassing to go buy the condoms because they'd be behind the counter. But it's like, listen, you should walk in there like you're the king of fucking.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you should strut like with a championship belt.
You're being safe.
Right? Yeah, and I think that is a... What do you think when a guy... So I kind of want to turn this question... What he should do, he has to just ignore it. It's nothing. Yeah. You have to act like you're just a condom-using guy, which I think is a good thing for a girl to know.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, totally. But I guess it's also in a way... I mean, to me, as a 33-year-old single person in New York City, that is... I mean, who would blink an eye? That's like... I tend to expect that everybody carries condoms. But so I guess it's hard for me to hearken back to my college years, especially to college where I wasn't, carrying around condoms, or other guys probably weren't necessarily either. We had to...
I don't carry them in my wallet.
Right.
I don't do that. I think it kind of looks... I think in my mind, and you can tell me as a female, you can help me out. I just think it looks tacky. I think it's nice to have them in your bedroom drawer. I think that's a thing you should always have.
I think
when a girl has condoms in her bedroom drawer, I think that's great.
Right.
Just because why not?
Right.
And I never have thought of a girl to be a slut or too promiscuous when she has condoms. And I think if guys say that, they're just saying that to sound tough.
They're insecure about something.
The female listener should know that a guy wants you to have condoms in your drawer.
I hope if anyone who is sexually active who is listening should have condoms of either gender. Is why is that even a conversation? But I guess you're right. I don't necessarily
but these are
carry
the fears
them
that,
around either.
I do understand the fears because a girl will say, if I have condoms, it looks like I have a lot of sex.
Right.
If a guy will say, if I have condoms, it looks like I think I deserve sex, going back to the last email.
Right.
So I think he should first ignore it. And if it comes up, if what he's worried about is he hasn't hooked up with her yet. So he's like, everything I do is the wrong thing.
Of course.
The reason that this isn't happening, when maybe it's just she's not into you.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
well,
that,
right, which is the root of it, probably.
Which is, yeah.
But yeah, don't, you have condoms with you, whatever. And I guess I do agree. I don't necessarily carry them around, but I wouldn't hold it against a guy if he did. And I would be honestly weirded out if I went to a guy's place and he didn't have any. And I think a guy should be weirded out if he comes to my place and I don't have any.
Yeah.
And for, I mean, I don't know why, everyone should have them in the bedroom. But yeah, carrying it around with you, it's not a strike against.
Carry it around.
Whatever.
Just feels
we're
like
having
a,
sex. Why are we trying to pretend we're not? Like,
I feel
I don't
like
know.
Hester Prynne with my Scarlet A. Like, I haven't even used it in years, you know?
Exactly.
So, I don't know. But I think he just ignores it. And anyone thinking about this stuff, like, you have a lot of condoms. Like, have them.
Right.
You know, and it, on your person, not on your person. And don't be embarrassed about it. Like, if anything, to a girl, like, here's the thing. You look like a man. I think.
Definitely.
When he like, oh, sorry, my condoms and my 401k fell out of my pocket. You know, like, I think you look like more of an upstanding gentleman, you know,
sure,
where if you're prepared for those things, I guess I don't look like that. But I think if you're without it, you know, you just look like a guy that's like, well, I guess I don't have it, but it feels better.
That's, you know, that's like exactly that what I was going to say. Like, you seem like the dude who's going to try to convince me to not use a condom if you don't have them readily available. So, I don't know.
So have condoms.
Have condoms,
ladies
guys
and gents.
You should have your own line of
J-Train
condoms.
Yeah, TFM condoms. Just a picture of my face on the front giving a wink.
Yeah, exactly. On just the tip of the condom.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Chelsea, thank you for coming on and doing this. This
thank
is great.
Thank you for having me.
So fantastic. Go find her on Twitter, at TheChelseaWhite. So great. Go follow her, support her. We're going to come right back with shout-outs, hypotheticals, and the news. We'll be right back in just a second.
I can't say life's a bitch because it's what you make or make. You make your own bitch, so you gotta lay it.
Hey, guys, welcome back. We're here with Chelsea White. Chelsea, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Such a great advice, and the emails were great. I was very excited to have
you on. I love the emails. I hope we helped some youth of America.
I mean, you helped me, so.
Okay, great. That's really why we're here.
Follow her on Twitter, at TheChelseaWhite. She's fantastic. Go get involved with all the stuff that she does. She, you know, writes for Girl Code. I mean,
I've been on Girl Code since season one.
Girl Code since season one.
Yes.
People love that show. I can't believe we didn't bring that up right away.
I also was going to say, I wish I should have brought that up in the beginning, and then maybe people would have taken my ridiculous advice seriously. Like, oh, what she said is pretty fucked up, but she does have that Girl Code credit.
There it is. So, also, Chris coming in from the booth.
Yep.
At Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast. Every Friday, go check that out. Before we get into this, let's do some shout-outs. Before that, also, go to my website, jtraincomedy.com. I got shows coming up. I'm going to be at Virginia Tech Tuesday, the day this comes out. I'll be at Virginia Tech, and then I'll be in Philly and D.C. the rest of this week. Go to my website. You can check it out, jtraincomedy.com. Also, if you want me to come to your school, we've had some people that in the spring they're looking to book me. I would love to come to your school. Email my college booking manager, harryschmuckler@gmail.com.
It's the best in the business.
Best in the biz, harryschmuckler@gmail.com. Email him. He'll get it all set up. Also, we're here at Stand Up New York Labs. Go to standupny.com. You can use the promo code TFM to get free tickets to any show here at the club. That's a deal.
Yep.
Great deal.
I was here this past weekend. Fucking great shows.
Good
there
club.
Were some people in the audience that were TFM fans.
Nice.
So that's always fun to see. So go, and it's not cheap to come to New York, and I know people come here over the holidays. So take this cost out of your, you know, out of your debits and credits. You
right.
Know?
Ask for a holiday gift. Ask Santa to bring you a trip to New York to Stand Up New York.
Papa Santa J Train is going to give you a gift, and it's use the promo code TFM on standupny.com, and then also you can go to standupnylabs.com and check out all the great podcasts they're putting on together here. There's all more. There's new ones coming. All right.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of new stuff. So just, you know, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Also, go to iTunes. Do me a favor. Go to iTunes right now. Go on iTunes right now. Give us a rating. Make a comment. Go right now. Please. Go do that. Feather my nuts. Feather these nuts. Let's do some shout-outs. Jared wanted to send a quick thanks and a shout-out request. You recommended a few places in Florence a while back, and we had a fantastic time.
What?
This is the only podcast that will tell you to send them shits. give you advice about boning, and recommend a great restaurant in Florence, Italy.
you can't cast find a that. Wide net.
I do cast. I know. I like to think I know a little bit about everything, like just a little bit, like a sad amount, like a very surface level amount. I think that's. I know nothing about everything, but I also know just a an eensy weensy bit. He goes, I still have a naughty dreams about the pork fat risotto at La Giostra.
Mm. Oh boy,
La Giostra is the best restaurant in the world. That is a fantastic place. So if you go to Florence, go to that. Anyways, hoping you'll give a quick plug for my brand on Instagram. I've been documenting my last 2 years playing professional soccer, living in Canada, England, and Spain while traveling to over 15 other countries. Be great follow for any listener interested in travel study abroad. I'm pretty good about networking and answering my questions from followers and fans. It's called Novo Nomad. N-O-V-O Nomad on Instagram. Yeah, this dude's killing it. Oh, he's got pictures.
Proud of that dude.
He's got some nice looking pictures here. So Novo Nomad, go check him out. He's a fan of the podcast, so always happy to have a fan.
And he makes enough to go to Florence.
And he's going to La Giostra, so ladies, he knows a date spot. So if you want your something shouted out, email with the title shout out, and we'll read it on the air. Let's go to some Would You Rathers. So you ever do Would You Rathers, like car trip games?
Of course.
So this is a pretty good one. Hey, J-Train, you beautiful bastard. Would you rather never be able to speak again or always have to say what's on your mind?
Ooh.
Say hi to Mansamp for me. I'm listening to his podcast as I'm typing this. Sending tits to Rooney Tuner 45 would be much appreciated. So it's R-O-O-N-I-E T-U-N-E-R 45. That's his Snapchat. So what do you think? Never speak again or always have to say what's on your mind?
Hands down, always say what's on my mind.
Because
this is going back to like being more of a bitch. I think I'd be a little bit better served if I could just say what was on my mind.
Life would be totally different.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for listening to my podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I'd just rather say what's on my mind. What difference does it make? Because people aren't going to want to talk. Like, you're
no, but think about this way.
Let me talk at all.
Let me push back. Anytime you see like someone, the first thing you think gets yelled out. So like,
is that what? Is
yeah,
that what
that's how I see it.
Yeah, it's like someone that you secretly hate, but they think you're besties. Or...
Yeah,
I was interpreting it as when you want to say something, you're always going to be exactly honest. Like you can't shelter down, but you do get to choose what to say. That's
I interpreted the way that you interpret.
I think it's more like you're someone's talking to you and saying something that you completely disagree with, and instead of going just think of how much fucking energy you'd have to put out there to the world to be like I disagree with what you're saying right now, when you're just like I just want to eat lunch,
right?
You know, like you have to say that
instead of being like, oh interesting, you're like, just shut up.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah,
don't care.
And you would never bone if you said everything that said, you know, came to your mind.
That's true.
Imagine
but
that.
But would you ever bone if you couldn't talk at all?
I'd be probably such a sexy
language?
Hand.
You'd be mysterious.
I'd be such a sexy signer.
Sign language? I mean, yeah, I guess that's true,
I'd
right?
get nice
you
writing. I'd become a calligrapher and draw nicely. Yeah, on notebooks. I don't know. I know what you're saying. Like, I do think saying what's in your mind, like, you'd be... better serve, but like everything?
No, I mean, yeah, it would be sort of horrible some of the time. Yeah. Maybe a lot of the time. I'd still take it.
There's a lot of times where I'll do shows, where I'll be on stage, and there was, so, let me do a shout out also to all the Marines and servicemen that listen to this. There's a lot of Marines and servicemen. Marines, I'm thinking Marines just because I got a Snapchat earlier from one of them being like, we all listen, thank you.
That's so fun.
Thank you. This is so cool.
Yes.
But I did have an experience where you do have to cut yourself. I was at here, Stand Up New York, and the crowd was full. I'm having a fun set. And all of a sudden, there's these sailors that are in the crowd at the back corner. And they're on a double date. They're just having a double date. Like, not even listening to the show. Just, like, literally looking across the table like, what do you want to drink? Yeah, the weather was nice today. And that's a very... annoying thing. Yeah,
right.
So I look over to be like, shut the fuck up. And it's, you know, they're like, you know, who's going to tell them to shut the fuck up? So right. I was like, and because I realized they were in their uniforms.
I was going to say they were in their,
yeah, their uniforms. Yeah. And I go, hey, how's it going over there? And they were like, Oh, we're good. Like I was like the waiter interrupting. And I'm like, what's happening? And they like, they're just drunk and it happens. For sure. And I just was like, all right, thank you for your service. And I said it like as unthankfully,
right?
Even though I am, but right. I'm also like,
but in that moment,
let me fucking do my job.
Right.
You know,
right.
In that moment. So it's funny because like in that moment, like if I had said everything that was on my mind, then the crowd would be like, no matter what. They'd just be like, no, you're, because like the thing is, you think certain things throughout the day that you're like, that's a bad thought. You
right.
know?
Sure,
like,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that would definitely affect you guys on stage, right? I wasn't even thinking about
gosh.
That. That would be horrible, right?
But that story, I will say thank you to all the servicemen and women that listen to this. I do get a lot of Snapchats from guys and girls that are
really
out there
cool.
doing it, and thank you. That's fucking awesome. That's and I'm happy I can help in any way I can. Let's go to the news.
So this is, again, this is a people getting offended. We usually start off the news with that.
Yeah.
University of Minnesota student government rejects a 9/11 remembrance because it would violate the safe space.
Wait, say that one more time. I was sighing
kidding?
Too loud about humans. Yeah.
Well, we'll get into it. So the University of Minnesota student government rejected a resolution for a moment of remembrance that would honor people who died on September 11th. For all future 9/11 anniversaries. So they were saying...
I wrote about this last week, and you can check out the column. It's Life is Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Which
is
just,
I read that.
Yeah, but this is kind of what I was getting at. Like, just all this stuff is like... What the colleges are doing is they're trying to, like, hold someone up to the nape of their neck and be like, it's going to be okay.
Right.
It's going to be fine. And it's like, that's just not how life works, you know? Like,
yeah, well, right. there's a lot of... I get what they're saying, but it's illogical for a number of reasons. We can get into it. The quote was, the passing of this resolution might make a space that is unsafe for students on campus even more unsafe. Islamophobia and racism fueled through that are alive and well. So they're saying that if they do a 9/11 remembrance, people are going to get mad at the Muslim kids.
One doesn't have to do with the other.
No.
That's the thing. Like,
right.
You know,
dumb people equate that.
Well, that's
exactly.
what I'm saying. Like, you are taking a step, a huge stupid step.
Yeah.
You know, like to say, like, listen, well, that's kind of what the column was about. And like kind of what I'm saying is like, you can't protect people from what other people are going to do down the line. Like,
right.
you just can't. Like, you can't sit there at Minnesota and be like, well, you can't think of all the angles because mm-hmm. you're going to miss one.
Because right.
there's going to yeah. be another stupid person that's going to do something that's going to offend you.
Right.
This is just how life works. And I think that you're taking away the responsibility of learning how to make yourself better and learning how to avoid these people
yeah.
and learning how to deal with things that you disagree with.
Absolutely, yes.
You're taking away learning that, and that's what college is for.
Right, taking away something that is positive because a few people might be stupid and take it. There'd be nothing left good in the world. There'd be nothing in the world. We couldn't exist.
Yeah, you know what hurts my safe space? Stupid fucking offended people.
Right.
Like that, yeah. I can't get rid of them.
Right.
You know, that. You know, just by doing this, they're doing it. We're getting to the point with all this shit that it's like insane. Like, and
it's insane.
You have what happened in Paris last week, and mm-hmm. it's such a tragic event. And it's just like, you know, like who's, is there anyone sitting there being like, yeah, I cared too much about Cecil the Lion. You know, like, is anyone seeing the shit that went on last week in Paris and being like, let me apologize for caring about stupid bullshit.
Right.
Right.
You know,
right.
when real shit happens, there are right. people who've lost their kids and parents and
well,
stuff.
Well, the other thing about this is it's like, if you're trying to make people not get mad at the Muslim kid on campus because of the 9/11 memorial
yeah,
or whatever.
Which is insane.
You're going to piss the same people off that are going to be annoyed about it to begin with by
right.
not doing the 9/11 memorial.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, see,
they're going to blame.
Right. They're going to blame the Muslim.
Hypothetically,
kid.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I just want to like see, look at these people in the eyes sometimes, like the overly offended people. It's just too easy, you know? You don't have to be looked in the eye. And you don't have to have that moment when you get offended by someone where someone goes, really? When
right.
you do it on the internet, you know, like
right.
you can, like no one looks at you and goes, seriously,
sure about that?
Yeah, you sure? Like just that like half squint, like,
right.
are you fucking out of your
but
mind?
But people who are really that intolerant, like it doesn't matter what, they're just going to live their lives.
Yeah, they're always going to be that intolerant.
Intolerant,
yeah.
exactly.
Let's go to the next story.
So Pornhub,
always
an
a good
innovator.
Start.
Yeah, always good. They this figured is... out that the butt stuff movement started back in 2009.
Makes sense.
Does it?
How do you feel about the butt movement as of recently?
As personally or just in general existing as an ongoing trend?
I don't know. In whatever way you want to...
I'm not particularly into butt stuff personally.
Okay.
But I don't know if I realized. Well, hold on. Back the train up.
Back it up.
So how did Pornhub come to this conclusion? And I don't know if I realized that butt stuff was that recent of a movement. I mean, hasn't it just always existed? Hasn't there just been
I think there's just more of an openness.
It's more in the zeitgeist.
Yeah, it's in the zeitgeist. It's an openness of saying, like, listen, I would like to see what happens down
in
that region.
Right, sure.
Not frowned upon. I think guys, I think now this is what happens. You know, like we become okay with sex, you know, being talked about. Then it's like, okay, I've done that hole.
Right. Sure. Like,
we crossed the Mississippi because we done, you know, we did all we could on this side of the country.
It's more just, it's in the rotation.
Yes.
A little bit more.
Well, okay. So they're saying between 2009 and 2015, growth in anal searches on Pornhub, people searching for anal-related videos, went up 120% in the United States, only 78% worldwide.
Well, I've thought about
this a
lot.
Which they were probably involved in it.
Well, the whole idea of, like, butts in general, not just, like, the butt stuff, but, like, we're an ass country now.
Yes.
Right.
You know, we've transitioned to butt country. We used to be a boob country, now we are a butt country. I wrote about this a long time ago, and it makes a lot of sense. The timing works out. J-Lo gets big.
Yeah.
Okay. J-Lo is the great, she is the godmother of butts. Mm-hmm. Okay. J-Lo gets big, and then we move on to, you know, she's now, it's considered sexy. Mm-hmm. A big butt is sexy. Everyone, all you heard about with J-Lo is how sexy her butt looked in certain things.
Right. Sure.
That took a couple years.
Sure.
Women caught on. They were like, I want the sexy J-Lo butt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they start doing sexy J-Lo butt workouts. To,
absolutely,
you know, propagate that type of thing. So, and also drinking whole milk. You know, these things are happening. Now, so now you have Nicki Minaj that comes along.
Kim Kardashian.
These are the mothers of the modern butt movement.
Sure.
You know? And now they are, you know, now you have more and more women that are strong and considered sexy. And that, you know, it's sad to say that a lot of our preferences are led by pop culture and media. You know, it's so funny to me when it's like, so I follow a lot of what are considered plus size models.
Yeah, which
on Instagram.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And why we would call them plus size? They're just hot women.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like who are we? You know, and most of them are just hot, like factually. Like I've never had a buddy be like, oh no, that's not good.
Plus size just means you don't have like a prepubescent boy's body or something like that. I mean, plus size is just like normal.
Well, if they just made a few more sizes of like pants.
Yeah.
You're not plus size anymore. They're just pants.
Yeah, they're just pants. But I'm saying like this is like, I hate that it's called plus size because then you see, you know, then there'll be like an ugly woman who's factually ugly be like, I'm curvy too. And you're like, hold on.
Yeah.
You know, let's relax there. You don't need to get in your underwear yet.
Right.
You know, but there are, you know, busty, curvy, good looking. And
yeah.
I'm just saying like this whole, we are formed by the marketing machine of TV, internet, like, and just of like what they tell you is okay to be okay with.
Of course.
You know, so like that now we have been given this go ahead by the media to be like, well, Kim Kardashian's hot.
It's okay to have
a butt.
But this is topical for me because this morning on my jogging playlist, Nelly came on. I don't know if you're familiar with the lyrics from whenever that would have been, like the early 2000s. Measurements 36, 25, 34.
Right.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, Nelly, those measurements are very outdated 10 to 15 years later, right?
Really?
I mean, 36, 25, 34, that means that her butt is smaller than her boobs.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing.
Well,
this is what
and
we're talking about.
34 is like not even a big butt. Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's not big enough for me.
That's why Nelly disappeared.
Not for this podcast maker. I don't know. I just think like it's funny because it's like these are how things work. Like you see it, you're like, oh, we were allowed to think this. You know, I just think like a lot of times you'll have a lot of guys that will be like, we have people that write into this podcast and they'll be like, I'm with this girl. I don't think my friends are going to think she's hot. And there is that like weirdness of like, you want to be like, you know, guys want to be hunters. They want to hold up the lion and be like, look what I got.
Well, girls too. Anyone wants to think that their mate is attractive
totally.
To, you know, objectively to other people.
So what I'm saying is now that what these people have done is, you know, J-Lo, thank you, J-Lo. You're invited on as a guest anytime
Jenny
you'd like, Jenny.
She'd be a terrific guest. Sure.
She made it possible for people to just be like open with this stuff.
Yeah, she paved the way.
Look at the foot fetish people. Those people are talking about it more than ever, and it's fucking gross.
Okay? Rex Ryan's got a framed picture on his desk.
Like, that is a weird thing to talk about. You are telling me what you are into when you masturbate, when you're like, yeah, I just like feet. And it's like, what? And the more we get okay with this, let's stop being okay with that, and let's get more okay
with the butt,
that's, or whatever you're into, So let's go to the next story.
We can just close up with this one. The Washington Redskins are defending their mascot by listing a filthy, absurd collection of other vulgar trademark names, which I think is a good idea. They're like, look, we'll admit it. Like, Redskins is no good, but look at all this other shit that you guys let go, and
that never works.
No,
that never works.
Being
that
like,
never
we're
sounds
awful,
good.
But other people are more awful.
Yeah,
than us.
That's never a good. That's like when the guy's like, yeah, well, I don't know. I like don't. Like there are people that do this with like shit that they like. That's like kind of the my best friend is black.
Right. Yeah.
Excuse,
exactly. Or I'm like not an anti-Semite, but
Exactly. It's like just because it's happening.
I only stabbed him once.
Yeah.
It's like, well, he still stabbed him.
Hey, Redskins, you also happen to be in the biggest league in the world.
Right.
Okay. You have the most money. So when you have the most money, you're going to get attacked the hardest. So yes, you should be a leader to say, okay, maybe there's something. There's people. I don't understand. They could change the name and it wouldn't bother me.
No, yeah, they're
one
being
fucking.
So
it wouldn't bother me, but. No, it wouldn't bother me, I guess. I don't know where that butt was going.
But this is the thing. We talk about the offended people, and it's like, there are times where it's like, the offended guy at Minnesota, that's not a real thing. Like the Minnesota, where like the safe space.
Right.
This, where like you're saying, okay, this is a name that we were called back in the day that we really hate. Like, okay, then you really do hate that? Let's fucking make a move. Let's call it the Warriors or something like that.
Yeah, of course. Well, but that's the thing. Like, you can easily point to other stuff where it's like, if a team was named the Washington fill in a racial
they
term,
always
like,
do that. Yeah,
yeah, but that is true in that case. You know what I mean?
But
it's
wait,
like, we wouldn't allow it.
Chris, what are the other horrible things?
Yeah, please say
that. Let slide in society.
He doesn't have any friends of those ethnicities, so he's not allowed to say it.
Dago swag clothing.
Oh, boy.
Jizz underwear, which might be a good sponsor for this.
Yeah. Jizzerware.
Redneck army apparel. Contemporary Negro.
These are real brands. That never looks good for the team to come out and be like, well, they're doing it. Like, no, you look like a baby and an idiot.
Exactly.
Sure.
Why don't you just say nothing? Like, that's the other thing. Like, they should just shut up.
Well, they've won this argument a number of times, too, where they're just. Like, no, we're not changing the name of the team, and you can't really make us do it. So
so then don't, and just shut up and like let it people cry themselves out at that point, even though I do think, like, just fucking change it. Also, do you know how much more money they're going to make if they change the name? So much. Like, that's a thing I don't understand. They change the name. Now they can do throwback uniforms.
That's the thing. They might not be able to do throwback uniforms. That would be the problem, I think.
I think they could do throwback uniforms just because they it wouldn't say the name.
Yeah.
So I'm saying if you say you change it to like the Washington Warriors, let's say that's what they end up changing to. You keep the color scheme, you get to change it with new uniforms, new hats, new everything.
Yeah.
Now you're making money on that stuff, which is the teams, what they make their money off of that a lot of the times. Yeah. Plus, you get a whole new like thing to sell. You know, like it seems like you're putting a weird line in the sand.
Yeah, why are they being so stubborn? Like, also, what are they gaining?
Well, it's like the history and the tradition of being the Washington Redskins.
Here's what you need to do. If you're out there and you're still listening to this podcast right now, and I don't know why the fuck you'd still do that.
because you should be Snapchatting pictures of us, of you.
Your poops.
Shit. Yeah.
No, here's what you do. Go watch The Daily Show. Did a thing about the Redskins name, or about, it's so perfect. They bring on like some Native Americans to talk about like why it hurts them, and then they bring on some Redskins fans and they're like defending it, and their reasoning is just so out of touch. If you're not convinced after, I was convinced literally after watching this, being like, okay, this is stupid. And I was just at the Patriots-Giants game. I went and tailgated. We were talking about it before. Well, I'm a little bit slow today, but I will tell this story. We went 2 years ago. NFL football fans, the ones that go to the games, are the most disgusting animals you've ever seen in your entire life.
Yes.
And I am a part of that. So I'm not separating myself.
You can say it.
I can say it. Those
you
are my
went
people.
And didn't even go to the game.
I didn't even go to the game. I just tailgated. Yeah, I just tailgated and then took an Uber back from the stadium.
Fantastic.
So 2 years ago, we were at the game, and there's this like we see this. We're walking from the tailgate to the stadium.
Okay.
And we're all like hammered, and we're like, okay, we had nips in our pocket, so uh-huh. we're whiskey nips. So we're like, let's take one more shot of nip. We're like, we'll bring the nip in our pocket, and then we'll take it on our way there, and we'll throw away the nip before we walk in the stadium. Get one last free buzz on. And we're walking towards the stadium, and my buddy, we all take our nips, and my buddy just like it hits him the wrong way. And he literally, there's an 8-year-old kid walking by as he's like, oh, and the kid looks up and he just 5 inches in front of this kid just, and pukes everywhere in front of this little kid. And like, listen, my friends and I are like, everyone's working adults. And like, right. We're not the worst people in the world, but we're not the best people in the world. So you have to assume that's happening more often than not. This 8-year-old lost his innocence in 5 seconds just watching a grown adult puking right in front of him. And the kid, like,
yeah, what do you do?
So it's like,
what'd the kid do?
He was in shock. It was, and we just kept walking. We were laughing so fucking hard. But I'm saying, like, you know, to get on a pedestal about this name when you see the type of animals that are at NFL football games is, like, insane. Like, you can't rationalize it.
Oh, for sure.
The drunks, the puking. It's just so funny to me.
Well, and also people defend that. It's like all of the players are going to be brain damaged in, like, 10 years. You know what I mean? But I'm just throwing that out.
Let's work on that issue, too. Yeah. So TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Guys, this was a great episode. Chelsea White, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Such a fantastic guest.
I had so much fun.
Go support Chelsea, great comic, @TheChelseaWhite on Twitter. Also, Mansamp, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks, man.
@Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. I'm Jared Freed. We're here every Tuesday with your emails. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Keep sending them in. My Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, JTrain56 on all platforms. We will see you next week.